French President Nicolas Sarkozy has called for a European financial summit in Paris this Saturday. The meeting comes in the midst of a dispute over how countries in the European Union should coordinate their responses to the global financial crisis. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
In many ways, it's a microcosm of the problems of the European Union as a whole. How much can and should each sovereign country do on its own, and how much should it be coordinated through one of the European financial or political bodies? Some politicians across Europe have called for a $500 billion US-style bailout plan after the individual bailing out of Belgian, British and German financial institutions. The country that has focused everyone's minds on the issue of coordination, or lack of it, has been Ireland. The Irish government's surprise unilateral move this week to guarantee all deposits, bonds and debts in the six biggest Irish banks for the next 2 years. French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde says Dublin should have conferred before taking such a step.
A measure decided in one member state has to be shared in advance with other member states, because when something happens in one member state, it affects everybody else around. So there needs to be that level of cross-sharing of information, anticipation of decisions, and sometimes we need to make those decisions extremely quickly, so we need to have the process in place.
Lagarde's views have been echoed by other officials around Europe, not least here in Britain, where some savers have already responded by moving their deposits into Irish banks. The Irish government has defended its unilateral move. Michael McGrath is vice chairman of the Irish Parliament's Finance Select Committee.
We were facing a very serious crisis in Ireland. It may well have been the case that we were looking at an imminent collapse. That may well be the case. So waiting around was a luxury I'm afraid we didn't have on this occasion, and that's why the government took this unprecedented and indeed courageous initiative.
The move of funds has not just been cross-border, though. British people have also been moving their money in large amounts into the banks, such as Northern Rock, which have already been rescued by the British government and provide a 100% guarantee. As for the meeting called by President Sarkozy on Saturday, there seems to be little agreement as to how the talks should proceed. Germany has made its opposition to any coordinated European bailout plan known, while the chairman of Eurozone finance ministers has also rejected any need for a European rescue fund for distressed banks. French commentator Anne-Elisabeth Moutet.
It's probably very difficult to coordinate a response, but just being seen to do something together actually matters. And so appearance in many ways is action in itself.
Though the meeting may not come to any concrete conclusions, it is noticeable how European leaders have shifted from just criticising American profligacy to focusing much more on solving their own problems at home. The finance ministers and the central bank governors of the G8 countries will fly to Washington next week in a further attempt to coordinate international response. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.